welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. And I've been using a theme this past month on how to prepare you for a major change coming in the season to open things up for you to receive strategies and downloads from heaven. How good is that? And the ability of the Lord is now increasing. You're going to get some things over the next few weeks. Now, God is speaking. He really, really is speaking. But you might have to change a few things to, just to fine-tune into this new season. So, Lord, we ask that you would open up your spirit. I pray for this anointing that flows through the internet, the virtual anointing, because Lord, you're outside of time. You are over all things. You're over the God of the airways. You are over everything. And you are moving right now. Because you're outside of time, no matter what time, what date, what any time that anyone listens to this, it could apply to what they're doing in that season as well. This power and anointing that comes through the internet, we pray that it would increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, last week, I talked about how to receive the greater impartation of glory, power, and peace on my Spirit Connection podcast. You want to listen to that again in case you didn't get it. But basically this, we're in a time of preparation between March 1st and April 15th. The Lord spoke to me that we're entering into preparation for the Jewish holiday called Passover, which starts April 15th. And I'll be talking about that more later. Look at previous podcasts. I just did it on March 2nd where I go into the details about it. And actually every week for this month. But later on, for right now, I want to talk about how you can get through some obstacles and be able to hear the Lord more clearly, because he is speaking, he's giving these strategies and downloads. So you want to tune into what the Lord's doing. Plus, I want to help you this week remove any obstacles from hearing the Lord so that you can gain greater peace and power and authority in your prayer. Isaiah 57:14, I love this verse. And he said, the Lord said, build up, prepare the road. Remove the obstacles out of the way of my people, says the Lord. You know, most people can hear the voice of God, whether you know it or not. Most of you can hear, but many don't know how to respond, or maybe don't know how to get into the timing of doing it. Daniel 2:22, he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. The Lord is pouring out that wisdom and knowledge so that you can take what you're hearing and know what to do with it. So we do need to know how to respond when God speaks. I wrote a little book called God Spoke, Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Word. That's on my website, also on Amazon, whatever. Go to DougAddison.com. Check it out, because I talk more about that part. Isaiah 45:2. I will go before you, and I will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze, and I will cut through the bars of iron. Woohoo! Come on. The Lord is moving right now. God is calling us to step up and not step back. Because as you step up, you're going to find that this verse that I just said, Isaiah 45:2, is going to really take effect as you step up and forward. You know, people have been suffering and been dying around us. There's been a time right now that the Lord's moving in the midst of all this. I'm very, very, very sorry. And, you know, I help mourn with those who mourn. We're in a season right now. But at the same time, we need to step up and not back, because the Lord is moving. We need to keep ourselves encouraged and be an example to others. One of the main things that the Lord spoke to me this week is teach people how to stand in the storm. I've been talking a lot about this. In Matthew 8:24, Jesus was in the boat with his disciples. A furious storm rose up. The waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. How good is that? He slept in the storm. He slept in the boat, but later, listen, he gets up and he rebukes the storm. And he says these words, "Peace, be still." Well, that's an interesting way to stop something, by speaking peace over it. That's right, because there's a level of peace, not like the world gives peace, not a feeling peace. This is an authority in the spirit peace. Jesus used it. And God's calling us right now to step up and not step back and speak peace into situations. But you'll want to stand in the storm. You want to sleep in the storm. We have a storm. There's stuff going on right now. And it's time to take authority. I want to start, help you right now to jumpstart your ability to hear the voice of the Lord at a new level. And we're moving to a new level. There's promotions going on. There's all kinds of cool stuff happening. And so what we need to do is we need to tune into the Lord and tune out of other things. I love Hebrews 5:14, my favorite verse. But this is in the Passion Translation. "But solid food is for the mature, whose spiritual senses perceive heavenly matters." Whoa, how good is that? Do you want your spiritual senses to perceive heavenly matters? And so that they have been adequately trained by what they've experienced to emerge with understanding of the difference between what is truly excellent and what is evil and harmful. Man, someone needs to stick that on your fridge, huh? Hebrews 5:14, the Passion Translation. I love it in all translations. "But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." That's the NIV. You need to tune in and then tune out. Tune into the Lord by constantly using your gift. You need to go to the gym. You need to work out. I do this. I constantly use my gift. And you need to tune out those negative voices. It'll take some practice. But many people are afraid of hearing the Lord incorrectly or doing something outside of his will or timing. They don't do anything at all. It's called the fear of missing God. But I tell you, people like that. If that's you, step up and begin to practice, because this fear of missing God causes you to miss God, because it's got the word F in it, fear. It's got that four-letter word with, starts with F. It's called fear, F-E-A-R. It's the fear of missing God. You need to actually step up right now. Remember, step up and not back. We could actually fix this by applying Hebrews 5:14. And practice and train. In all of my training, in all my courses, I say this. I say, go back to the last time you've heard the Lord or got an answered prayer. Study how it came to you. Study and practice. Now, as we do this, we're going to have to learn to recognize those false voices, because we've got the father of lies operating. We got a bunch of stuff in there. But that doesn't mean we throw out the baby with the bathwater. Come on. We need to actually get in and learn to discern. John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they know me." So, you know, you could actually hear the voice of God. It comes through different senses, though. It doesn't always come through the way you think it might. We can get the false voices in our mind. You know, you can get some false stuff up in your head, and maybe it's past bad experiences or, you know, whatever it might be. There might be some false voices. And I tell you, here's how you recognize them. They're really actually easy to recognize. They're unloving. They're harsh. They're judgmental. They're angry and disappointed at you. And, you know, maybe they have bad intentions or tell you to do something bad. That's not the Lord. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. But I've come, Jesus said, to give you life and life to the fullest. You will recognize these voices They are negative. The Lord is not a drill sergeant. He is not legalistic. He is not angry at you. I don't care what anyone says. You got to listen to me. The Lord has not caused bad things. Yes, he'll use them, but my goodness, why not get rid of the bad things to begin with? He'll use everything for good to promote you. But the pandemic, sickness, death, these things, don't blame the Lord. That's not the Lord at all. In fact, some of these negative voices, they say things to you. Maybe they're based on ungodly belief systems about yourself or the world around you. It's called self-talk, you know. And I used to have this. You know what? I didn't just emerge one day with my ability to hear God and suddenly I was positive. Not at all. I had actually used Hebrews 5:14 to train myself. Here's some negative things that you might be hearing. I'm ugly. I hate you. You're stupid. Oh, you make me sick. Oh, when are you going to learn? You've made this mistake over and over. This is people thinking it's the Lord. That's not the Lord. I'm afraid is another. Well, you need to start cleansing or cleaning up your mindset. Let me give you a jump start. Let's get out the charge panels. Clear. Or control, alt, delete. But some people need a reboot. Some people need a charge. But Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I don't get caught up on the perfect will and I only want the perfect will. Hey, do what Paul says here. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed. So what's the pattern of the world? You know, from season to season, from generation to generation, it might be different. But where we are right now, definitely, it is ruled by fear, negativity, speaking against others. You know, the internet's a big one. That doesn't mean you have to stay off the internet unless you have, you know, you might need to take a fast off of it, but you need to get in there. Transform from this, and you'll need to renew your minds away from the pattern of the world. Eliminate fear, judgments, and unbelief. Now, you don't just eliminate them. You got to replace them. Jesus said he gave a parable about cleaning up a house, and it drove out this spirit, and then we got seven more, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I just used blah, blah, blah out of Bible verse. Yeah, I did. Because I'm fast-forwarding you here. You'll need to replace things. He says that you need to clean up the house and fill it with things. Replace these things with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, love and forgiveness, positive things. Now we're talking about here. I memorized those things because I want to get that in my spirit so it's automatic. You know what I mean? So now, we need to actually change the spiritual atmosphere. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Now, this is a little bit different. You could actually capture thoughts and make them obedient to the Lord, but you don't want to beat yourself up in the process. You know what I mean? You know, definitely arrest the thoughts, but don't beat yourself up, you know, in the midst of this. So here's some steps here. Do an inventory of your thoughts and words. Recognize any ungodly thoughts. Start to notice what you say. I used to call myself stupid all the time. Dummy, stupid. I want you to start taking an inventory, even if you've done this before, of what is your self-talk throughout the day. Write it down and then stop doing any judgments against yourself and others. This is how to prepare for what's coming in the new season. Bless more than you complain is another thing. Go on a negative thought and talk fast or develop the negative free lifestyle. That's what I do. People around me, you know, we're just focused on the Lord. This is not positive thinking here. This is the word of the Lord. So learn to speak to yourself and others graciously. Listen, Jesus was known for using gracious words and for his love. Luke 4:22, they all spoke well about Jesus, and they were amazed at his gracious words that came from his lips. Are you known for your gracious words? People want to become more Christ-like. And you know, what's really weird is Jesus goes and he whips the people out of the temple, you know, pushes over the money changers. The only time you really see him getting angry at things. And it wasn't even the money changers. It was the idea that they were ripping people off and they were doing it in the name of the Lord. He was more known for his love, gracious words, and those types of things. I tell you, a lot of people right now think, especially prophetic people, that we need to be rough and we need to go in and kick butt. I tell you, Jesus is not doing that right now. We're in a time that we need to do things with gentleness and love. 1 Peter 3:15, Peter says, be ready to give answer to what you believe, but do so with gentleness and respect. This is a guy who hacked someone's ear off in the Garden of Gethsemane, then later on he realized, we need to actually walk with love. We need to go beyond this. Now, here's how to do it. Remember, I'm going to show you how words of life over yourself and others are required. The words of life. There's a new power and authority coming upon your words. The Lord is granting us new authority in our prayer, our self-talk, and we'll need to be careful on what we say. And because your words can have spiritual life or death, they can build up or tear down. And let's take a look now. There's several verses, by the way, you know, I don't have time to unpack them, but go look them up. There's Bible verses that say there's power of life and death is in the tongue. You have power to build up or tear down. That's self-talk as well, or people around you. Let's take a look at this revelation the Lord gave me a few years ago. Matthew 21:19, Jesus withers the fig tree. Now, most people miss this, but there's a power in this. Seeing a fig tree by the side of the road, Jesus goes up to it, found that there was nothing on it, had no fruit except leaves. And this is weird. He goes, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the tree withers. Now, his disciples saw this. They were amazed. How did that thing wither so quickly? Now, then Jesus said, I tell you the truth. This is the same section. If you have faith, and you do not doubt, here's what you can do. You can actually do what I did to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and it will be done. So I don't know if you realize this. Go back and read this again. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, you can do what I did to the fig tree. In other words, he doesn't want you to do that to the fig tree. He doesn't want you to be speaking withering words over yourself and others. Jesus wants you to be able to say to the mountain, be moved in the name of the... I'm ready to get preaching here. In the name of the Lord, we need to understand this. The Lord, he wants you to be able to speak positive, loving things, creative words. He says this. Do not do this to yourself or others. You want to get rid of these things. So we could actually uproot these obstacles as well as wither them. You can either uproot them by throwing this mountain, obstacles, like you run into something and you begin to complain, you begin to speak really harshly or even against yourself, or you can say, Lord, give me the power right now to find the obstacle and remove it. I pray that we would not bear fruit. Let's check this out. You know what he said? He said this, may you never bear fruit again. Then he turns and he says, you can do this, what I did. May you never bear fruit again. Wow. Have you ever been spoken over by a leader? Now I'm a leader, and I had to go through healing myself when a leader or someone of an authority spoke over me. I remember someone spoke over my guitar gift, or they said that I wasn't a writer. And, you know, I've written a bunch of books, but then I had someone tell me I couldn't write, you know. I had all kinds of things going on. So they might be saying, may you never bear fruit again. That's withering. So if anyone has ever withered, maybe you've had a gift or something that's in your life, a spiritual gift or a natural talent or ability that got withered, we just say right now, Lord, heal this. And not only that, if we've done it to others, we need to get healing for them. So Lord, we just bring this before you. And if there's anything that we have, whether it's spiritual or a natural gift, a talent or something, that said, may you never bear fruit again. We remove this right now. If we've done it to others, we ask forgiveness. And we need to speak these fruitful words, fruitful thoughts. And we just take authority over the negative things. And we ask, Lord, that you would give us the ability to uproot the obstacles like Jesus did. It is day. Boy, something's going on right now. Let's take this to the next level now. God showed me that this is a condition of people today, that people have spoken over themselves, or maybe they've been spoken over, or maybe they're just doing, we need to stop it now, bring it under the blood of Jesus. We need to recognize the areas of our life that once flourished but are now withering, and then we need to speak over these in prayers like, be fruitful and no longer wither. We can gain greater authority right now. Now, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Let's take this to a new level. Now notice that Jesus, before he withered the fig tree, he talked about spiritual authority. That's if you go look at the context, Matthew 21:12-13, his context for, it's like he's talking about spiritual authority, then suddenly there's a fig tree, he turns around and he withers that thing, and he says to him, you don't want to do this. You want to actually say to this mountain, be moved. So, I said it again, it's important to get this because there's not too many people teaching this. You're probably not even understanding. We need to cleanse our temples, and we can do this by doing some inner healing, some prayer, and get prayer with others. Where two agree together, it'd be done. A cord of three strands is even better because it's not easily broken. One could put 1,000 flight, 2, 10,000. Agree with others in prayer. And find some things. You know, I got together today with a group of 3 people. And we were praying. And I was telling them some things that I'm getting attacked through. And going, man, something happened. When I humbled myself and I began to pray. And we agreed together. Then the spiritual atmosphere changed. Jesus says this, Matthew 21:22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So, we need to really take a greater authority in prayer. The next few weeks and months, we're going to see an amazing time as God's going to align us with our destiny. Do not be discouraged if things don't line up exactly. Remember that your destiny and your journey with the Lord is like a treasure map. It's like a connect the dots drawing. It will become more clear. God is full of grace and love. If you're struggling right now, maybe with addictions or, things like that. Hey, you know what? I have been there. Maybe you've been struggling with suicidal thoughts or things that have been really tormenting. I tell you, this is a time to agree together. Lord, we ask that you would cleanse us of any withering words, that you would bring us into a place of greater power and authority, that you would remove the obstacles from hearing your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, that's a powerful, powerful, I know for me it is, and I walk along with my own words, I say, God, let that read me right now in Jesus' name. Wow. Well, something I'd like to invite you to, we are doing a special offer because we're heading towards Passover, and I've got my team put together the Passover Breakthrough Strategy Kit. It's got 2 of my very powerful online training classes, one of them called Strategies from Heaven, the other called Restoring Your Financial Storehouses. It's going to be buy one, get one free, both of them for $37, and you can release the financial strategy I walk you through on how to shift the spiritual atmosphere, how to recognize a season, how to get ready for Passover right now. There's keys for breakthrough. Also, consider joining us with Daylight Connection, DougAdison.com. We're actually, we're an online community. And we're actually registered as a church, but We don't look like a church, but hey, if you need a place to be joined, you don't have to join us or anything like that. You can just, you know, receive from what I do here, you know, with the daily prophetic words, the monthly words, the Spirit Connection podcast, it's all free. And we have some online training, different things like that. But if you'd like to join us and move in closer, DougAddison.com/partners, become a partner. You just donate each month. Then you become part of our private community, which we used to have a Facebook group, but now we have a private community group that's off of social media, in case you're worried about that. We have a partner coach that prays every week. She's really, really powerful. We also have a monthly meeting, and we do a monthly mentoring call where myself and our team prophesies. And wow, it is powerful. If you just want to give to our what we do as well, DougAddison.com/give. I'm so excited. I can't wait till next week. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.